This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Tel Aviv to show solidarity with Israel, secure the safe passage of Americans trapped in Gaza, and ease the plight of Palestinians under Israeli siege since their attack by the militant group Hamas on October 7th. The trip is overshadowed by an attack on a hospital in Gaza, which led to the cancellation of Biden's summit with regional leaders. More from White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
Biden was scheduled to continue to Amman, Jordan, but after the Gaza hospital attack, that part of the trip was canceled. He will not be meeting leaders of neighboring countries, King Abdullah of Jordan and President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, or Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who returned to Ramallah, where thousands of Palestinians protested the hospital attack. In Tel Aviv, Biden will ask Israel how it plans to minimize civilian casualties. He will push for a humanitarian corridor to allow aid into Gaza and for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News.
Russia's parliament took the first step on Tuesday towards revoking ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated the decision to withdraw its ratification is to mirror the current status of the CTBT in the United States. It's another move that heightens tensions between the countries since the start of the Ukraine war. Moscow suspended its last remaining nuclear arms treaty with the US in February, and Putin has moved tactical nuclear missiles to Belarus on Ukraine's border. The move to pull away from the CTBT gives Russia legal cover to test if it wanted to. But it says it's not a statement of intent and that it won't test unless the US does.